Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now. And if the elevator tries to break you down,
I just watched you guys handle line 44. A House of Representative member is your oversight. A House of Representative member is your accountability. And my name is Rick Barnes, and I am the candidate for the Florida House of Representatives District 2. And after I am elected, I will be your oversight. I will be your legislative jurisdiction over you, this board. So I want you to hear me clear. I'm a gay man, and I will have power to investigate this school's board's censorship.
This gay future Democrat representative is coming for y'all if you ban these books. Well, you just banned these books, so I'm coming for y'all. Yeah. So Rick Barnes was speaking to the Escambia County School Board, and I mean, it sounds like a threat to me. I don't know exactly what the nature of the threat is, but especially within a Republican-dominated anti-woke legislature, I'm not sure what power he's really going to have, even if he manages to, quite against the odds, get elected. But he went on.
We're here tonight because this board has removed, once again, just tonight, hundreds of books, not after review, not after community input, after skimming a state list and calling it judgment. Now, I strongly warn you, you are not protecting our children. You are abandoning the responsibility that these people have put into you.
And again, what they were doing is, you remember the policy in Escambia originally had been this whole rigmarole with these reviewers and these groups and these layers of approval. And then finally, they abandoned all of that and they said, look, if a book has been challenged anywhere in the state, we're just going to withdraw it. We're going to give the, you know, superintendent some special powers to, you know, unilaterally act in conjunction with the library, not unilaterally, but, you know, sort of shared responsibility with the media specialist. But basically, we're going to start by banning all of those books. And then if there's other things, he can work on a case by case basis. And by the way, that list used to include basically all the Stephen King's, you know, Slaughterhouse-Five and a bunch of books that I was, you know, like, I don't think you should be banning all of these. The new list that did finally come out is a much reduced list. I will tell you, frankly, I don't know almost any of these books. I don't recognize it. So all of the kind of, you know, classics-esque that you thought were on them. I mean, I don't think there's a Toni Morrison book on here. I might have missed it somehow. But, you know, there was a whole list of books, especially that AP kids will often read or at least be able to refer to on their AP, you know, English tests. None of those books are in the final list, so it's a much reduced list. But still, you know, certainly leans heavily, you know, anti-gay, anti-trans, all of that kind of stuff. Rick Barnes continues with his monologue.
So once again, as your next legislature, I will use every tool of legislative power, from investigation, audit, hearing, funding, and spending rules, and look at all $440,000 of these people's taxpayer money to go through this.
And it is true, we spent an awful lot of money on this.
I will ensure that this board will follow Florida law and procedures that we established in Tallahassee. You will respect the Constitution and the rights of the citizens that you serve. I do strongly warn you, you may avoid committee meetings, but you will not avoid a legislator. Thank
you. Especially a gay one like me. I mean, he's the one who said it, you know? I'm coming for you. You cannot avoid, you can avoid coming to a committee meeting. You will not avoid me. I mean, tough talk, you know, and I guess if you're going to base your candidacy on, you know, being an openly gay man who's going to advocate for what, book equality, I'm not sure what he's looking for, and think you're going to have some purchase power inside the, you know, by purchase, I don't mean the ability to buy things. I mean the ability to, you know, accomplish what you want to do. That, you know, inside the Tallahassee legislature, you're going to have the ability to do things to, you know, rectify whatever you think has been done wrong in Escambia County. I mean, I suppose it's a platform, but generally speaking, I would think that complying with Florida law is actually what the school board has been trying to do. And, you know, the alternative isn't even law, let alone a minority representative in the legislature. But, you know, everybody's got to campaign on something. And I like somebody who's honest. I like somebody who's forthright. And I'm just not sure that threatening the school board, although in this day and age, some of the school board is not super popular, but maybe not threatening them with this. I don't know. We'll see how it works out for him. Anyway, District 2, that's Alex Andrade's, currently his seat. But there are, gosh, seven people for this. I mean, Kevin Brown, who had run previously for county commissioner. Jason Coffey, I do not know him. John Fay, who's a former Blue Angels XO. Preston Judd, I don't know him. Trey McMullen. Melissa Push is, I'm sorry if I'm saying her name wrong. And Johnny Thompson, two Democrats. Johnny's a Democrat also, running for this seat. So it's going to be a lively field next year for this election. 6:15 on News Radio 92.3, the Transgressive Memorial Service, or the Woe Unto All Who Offend segment comes up next. Early service, by the way. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. And traffic is rolling smoothly. 9th Avenue, looks like Highway 29, 90, 98 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Love is in the air at Anderson Subaru during the 2025 Subaru Share the Love event. Now through January 2nd, when you purchase or lease a new Subaru, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of four nationally recognized charities: the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. Or you can choose our local charity, the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association, and Anderson Subaru will add an extra $200 to Subaru's donation. And for every routine Subaru vehicle service visit, Anderson Subaru will donate $5 more to the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association. So far, we've donated over $215,000 to help fight breast cancer in Pensacola. Share the love and support a great cause at the Subaru Share the Love event now through January 2nd at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
$250 donation for new purchase or lease. Promotion ends January 2nd. See retailer or AndersonSubaru.com/share for details.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from cosmetology and plumbing to nursing and aviation airframe mechanics. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. Go here. Get there.
Fall is here, and White Sands Electric wants to remind you it's the perfect time of year for safety upgrades, like replacing that antique breaker panel or adding surge protection. Also, it's getting darker earlier, and White Sands Electric wants their commercial clients to know their 42-foot and 65-foot bucket trucks and their 126-foot boom lift can take care of virtually any exterior lighting repairs or upgrades. Call 850-433-6080 or visit whitesandselectric.com today.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2x Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Bailey's Produce and Nursery.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
All Our first remembrance is for Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy, who this week admonished airline travelers to stop misbehaving on airlines and in airports and to instead help us return to what he calls the golden age of travel.
Manners don't stop at the gate. Things aren't what they used to be. Some would call it the golden age of travel. Let's bring civility and manners back.
Duffy wants people to stop bickering, stop complaining, stop accosting flight attendants, to put their shoes back on, and to, generally speaking, class up the joint when they fly, returning the country to a time when flying was something only the classy people did.
Help people out. Be in a good mood. Dress up. Bring civility back to travel.
Well, it must be nice to think of the 1950s as the idyllic period we should all want to return to, that bygone era of order and beauty when flying was a luxury only the best people enjoyed, you know, where white men were in charge, women knew their place, and the poor and minorities knew they weren't really welcome on planes. Oh, sure, Duffy couches it all as nice-sounding words like civility and golden and decency, but this is really just white supremacy culture talking. He wants people to dress up and stop wearing pajamas on planes. Must be nice to have enough disposable income to afford both a plane ticket and special flying clothes. He wants people to control their children better. Must be nice to have a nanny who assists with the care of just one or two kids instead of having to manage a half dozen babies by yourself as a single mom after Republicans cut family planning programs and outlawed abortions. Don't be so loud. Don't have so much fun. Sit still and be quiet. You know, like good little clean impressed white children. Always remember what you were taught by Blumfeld's fourth treatise on making everything everywhere all about race all the time. If a white man is lecturing you about behaving better, he's telling you to be more white. Terms like punctuality, civility, good manners, dressing nice, and golden age are all code for white supremacy culture, and don't you forget it. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, surely the highlight of our month was the New York City fashion show put on by designer Michael Schmidt featuring gay-themed rescue wool from homosexual rams in Germany. As some of you know, the practice of sheep farming involves killing the rams who refuse to mate with the ewes, often because approximately 8% of all male sheep are sexually attracted to other males. Horrified by this practice of genocide against gay sheep, a German named Michael Stuckey, someone who was always the rainbow sheep of his own family, founded a nonprofit cleverly entitled Rainbow Wool, whose sole mission is to rescue non-mating sheep and turn their coats into garments of sexual liberation and protest. Schmidt and Stuckey partnered with the gay hookup app Grindr to bring a 36-piece collection of flamboyantly cosplay-themed clothing to a fashion show that became an animal rights story. Cleverly titled, I Wool Survive, Stuckey said the collection proves that being gay is part of nature itself. The wool from these rams isn't just material, it's a message spun from animals who live freely and are loved. Some of the costumes created were of a very gay football player with a midriff-bearing knit jersey, knee-high stockings, a matching jockstrap, and, because accessories matter, a hand-knit football. A gay Roman wearing a white cardigan-textured toga, and an extremely gay medieval soldier wearing a gray knit wool male thigh-length one-piece complete with a gray knit goatee protruding from his stylish coif or headpiece. Honestly, these creations are about the gayest thing I've ever seen. And so much the better for us. As Schmidt even said, he really wanted to lean into the gay. And so he did. So well done, Schmidt and Stuckey, for reminding the world that rams who prefer to ram rams weren't turned gay by a woke culture. They just have softer wool and slightly limper hooves than other sheep and generally enjoy show tunes. Thanks to you, we have some new flamboyant clothes to go clubbing in and a new catchphrase. Ba-ba rainbow sheep. Have you any wool? Yes, they do, and it is super gay. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, we want to say something that will really surprise you. Our highest praise this week, the naturally worn Birkenstock of deodorant-free bravery, goes to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis for his proposed legislation related to pet stores. Now, obviously, in an ideal world, animals would not be owned at all because we would recognize ourselves as their caregivers or of companions, not as possessors of property, which animals most certainly are not. And thus, of course, we prefer no pet stores and no people who breed for profit. But even though he's not outlawing pet stores outright, we do want to honor the solid half measures being offered by DeSantis, who otherwise is the physical embodiment of pure evil. His proposed legislation would prohibit abusive breeding practices such as crowded enclosures, exposure to the elements, overbreeding, and undernourishing animals. It would also have a hotline for reporting your neighbors whenever you think they're doing anything wrong with regard to pets and breeding, and you know how we love the ability to report our neighbors. But the real reason we're honoring DeSantis today is his intent to force retail pet stores into promoting shelter animal adoptions inside their own stores.
We also want to require pet stores to offer space to local shelters for adoption before they use space to sell dogs from the puppy mills.
Yes! Stores like Petland would have to feature rescue animals as a preferred option right there in the pet purchase department. He wants to tell these private businesses how they must use their private property for a government objective, promoting pet adoptions. This means forcing a retailer to actually advertise his own competition, and especially when that competitor, the shelter, is offering their product at a massively reduced price. And he wants to compel their speech in promoting adoptions over the purchase of their own bred dogs.
Shelters across the state face overcrowding, and being able to profile these animals at pet stores will help save them from being euthanized.
For a governor who previously claimed to have believed in private property rights, free markets, and free speech, this is an amazing abandonment of his core principles. Imagine requiring Dillard's or Bell's to not only remind people that lots of great secondhand clothing can be found at Goodwill or Waterfront or Teen Challenge stores, but to actually make them offer thrift store clothes for sale within their own floor space? It's audacious and wonderful. And what is so delicious is that he suddenly thinks it's unquestionably obvious that, of course, this is exactly the kind of thing that government should be doing.
Why would we not want to be focusing on helping find people home, find these dogs' homes that are in a shelter? That should be the priority one for everything that we're doing with respect to dogs.
If he had merely been suggesting this or encouraging it, that would have been one thing, but to actively use Florida's business regulation and agriculture departments to compel speech, interfere with markets, and coerce the use of private property in this way is something one would previously have thought only our woke-alites of at least the fourth degree capable of. So well done, Governor DeSantis, and welcome to our side. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, one note before you depart. Just remember that ever since 2021, our order has expressly forbid use of the expression Black Friday to describe today. Although most people believe the term refers to the day when businesses move from being in the red or in a deficit for the year to being in the black or making a profit, this is historically false. The truth is that police in Philadelphia in the 50s and 60s started referring to Black Friday as the day when traffic became insane as shoppers flooded downtown to take advantage of the post-Thanksgiving deals. Hence, once again, the day being black meant something bad, just like Black Monday when the market crashed, or black marks against your performance, or being the black sheep makes you an oddball. Since Black Friday derives from blackness as a bad thing, using the phrase is, again, participating in white supremacy culture, which you must not do. Also, referring to a day of big discounts as a black day is just another way of reminding white America that black people are less than, reduced, and an inferior thing, just like the deals today. Black Friday teaches that having a product at a discount, like 3/5 of the regular price, makes it a black price. Just like the Constitution taught that counting people at a discount, like 3/5 of a regular person, made it a black census. So perhaps call it Bargain Friday, or Shopping Friday, or perhaps Rainbow Friday, but never ever refer to it as Black Friday. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, brethren, sisterin, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
I almost didn't do one today.
What?
I almost skipped.
Gosh.
After football and being tryptophaned up and everything else, it was about 8 o'clock. I'm like, oh, I haven't done transgressors. I'll just skip it. And then I started writing and, you know, at 11:30, I was done show prepping. So I hope you enjoyed it today.
Oh, we did. Rams that rammed the ram. I was like, yeah, that was pretty good.
John Pickens has traffic for us, John.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110, 9th Avenue, Davis. They all look good right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Trust me, those cosplay outfits are gay from the start. David Wayne is, and I don't think they'd mind
football.
Me saying that.
A knit football.
Yeah, seriously, he's carrying a knit football. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Today is Black Friday, the official
kickoff.
Hey,
kick-off. whoa, weren't you listening?
What? We just went through this.
We just explained, you can't call it that.
I'm sorry, I was working on some other stuff, I missed it.
Go on then, fine.
Well, now I feel bad, am I going to make next week's?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, yeah. Just do your penance and fix it before.
The day often considered the official kickoff for the holiday gift buying season. Lots of folks out and about early this morning here around our area. And the National Retail Federation estimates that a record number of shoppers, about 190 million folks, they say, are going to be out doing Christmas shopping between today and Cyber Monday. And they say 50% of people are looking for clothing and accessories today. UPS is grounding its fleet of cargo planes after that deadly crash in Kentucky a few weeks back. The MD-11 cargo planes are all going to be re-inspected for possible repairs, and they will all miss the holiday gift delivery season. A company memo says Boeing's ongoing evaluation of that carrier fleet shows that the potential repairs needed may be much more extensive than they originally expected.
You know, I don't want to start anything, but you know what I immediately thought when I heard that report?
What's that?
Don't they do the maintenance, repair, and overhaul for the UPS MD-11s here?
Ooh.
I don't know.
Interesting.
Right? So, I don't know this is a Pensacola story, but I'm asking the question, does it become a Pensacola story because of this?
I'm Kathleen Maloney. President Trump announcing the death of one of the two National Guard members shot in the nation's capital Wednesday.
Sarah Beckstrom of West Virginia, one of the guardsmen that we're talking about, highly respected, young, magnificent person.
She was just 20 years old. The other guardsman is in critical condition. Russian President Putin pushing back on U.S. peace plans in Ukraine.
He called President Trump's proposal a basis for discussion as U.S. and Ukrainian envoys prepare new talks. The remarks come amid continued fighting while Ukraine faces mounting military and financial pressure.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer, the White House, hoping to end the war by the end of the year. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got a beautiful start to our morning. A bit chilly. It's 37 degrees right now with clear skies. And we'll get to our forecast, of course, with Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. Well, Thanksgiving dinner doesn't just happen overnight at Waterfront Mission. Now, they spent a lot of time here yesterday providing meals for the community, and 76 years of doing that means they've learned to plan ahead. This year, 1,700 people got a hot meal thanks to 130 volunteers and months of preparation, and they started the process all the way back in September.
We started cooking turkeys, probably about 12 a week they'd do, and go ahead and shred them up and put them in the freezer. And then they started figuring out exactly how many mashed potatoes they need.
That is Waterfront chef Rusty Scharfenberg, and the commitment did pay off on Thanksgiving Day. Waterfront Mission made sure nobody was left out, especially their the homebound residents here in the area who received meals delivered to their doors. The organization says they are already planning for Christmas with volunteer signups opening on December 1st. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves raising a few concerns after a sharp rise in crashes at 14th Avenue and Gregory. That's right at the bottom of Three Mile Bridge. The mayor says removing the old traffic light there improved flow, but also sped things up.
Almost like if you were playing a simulation game where you took out a red light and you put in an overpass, well, then what's going to happen? Well, everyone's going to speed up.
And the mayor says the area has already seen about 22 crashes this year, more than the last 3 years. He's planning to ask FDOT's traffic engineers to review the intersection and consider possible options to slow vehicles down or limit access from 14th Avenue. Three men arrested in an ICE raid over the summer at Navarre Landscaping Business have been convicted and will be deported. Federal authorities say Crencesio Diaz, Marcelo Perez Santiz, and Roman Gomez Diaz, all from Mexico, pleaded guilty to using fraudulent employee documents. Two of them also pleaded guilty to illegally re-entering the country. The raid at Emerald Coast Lawns happened back in July. Investigators said they found all three men presented fake Social Security cards and green cards to get employment. Immigration records showed none of them had legally entered the country. Well, the Optimist Club Christmas tree lot is officially open for the season. Lisa Newell with the Gulf Breeze News says, now this is more than just a tradition. It's a major fundraiser that supports youth programs across the community.
So much good in our community. All the money stays right here, all dedicated to youth programs.
And the fresh-cut trees are already in. Newell says they're known for great quality and that classic Christmas tree smell. The Optimist Club sells their trees every day at the entrance to the Gulf Breeze High School sports field. They are open at 2:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. on weekends. They close at 5:30 every day. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by the Apple Market, Pensacola's hidden gym, a sushi bar, coffee shop, art gallery, and butcher shop. All at 1021 Scenic Highway, Apple Market, Pensacola's favorite market. Still rolling accident-free right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 look good. 90-98, 9 Mile, let's see here, 9th Avenue, all are flowing smoothly this morning. I'm John Piggins with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
To your Black Friday in the 30s and the 40s. By this afternoon, partly cloudy skies, high near 59 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 45. Going into Saturday, partly cloudy skies, high near 65. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. As we head into Sunday, we will have a 50% chance of rain with a high near 72. And Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 57. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooks. 37 degrees with sunshine this morning. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Welcome back to Winter Hack Radio, the place for clever hacks to survive the season. Icy driveway? Well, try spreading sand or bird seed to help with traction. Snowy puppy paws? Well, grab a whisk, brush it off, done. Catch COVID-19? Well, just get...
Actually, there's no hack for COVID-19. But if you test positive, prescription medications for COVID exist. Ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately. Like insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage, to companies not doing the job they said they were going to do. Make sure you tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel today, as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Find what you love. Love what you find. A Total Wine and More. There's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer. Thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low. It just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love. And love what you find.
With curbside pickup and delivery available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
If you have an HD radio in your car, you can listen to News Radio 92.3 from Fort Walton Beach all the way to the Mississippi line.
You heard me right. Here's how.
Tune to 98.7, wait a few seconds until you see the HD signal displayed, then turn the radio up two clicks to HD3. Then you can listen to Andrew McKay, Pet Talk with Meg, Marpia Van Camp and Robbins, and Petscola right now, all over the Gulf Coast. It's News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
flying high. You know how I feel. Sun in the sky. You know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by. You know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. It's a new day. It's a new day.
And she can sing.
And I'm feeling good.
Oh, yeah. No, that was the opening number yesterday for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Cynthia Erivo from Wicked. And, oh, man, she's great. You know, you always – can I tell you the one thing that bothers me the most about watching this parade?
Please do.
I'm so distracted by whether they are singing or lip-syncing all the time.
I was just about to ask, was that live or Memorex?
It looked and sounded live, but I always feel like I don't know how reliable my guess is on this. There are times when clearly their voice continues. Meanwhile, they're coughing apart from the mic. And you know, okay, that's clearly.
Or the mic is way over here.
Or it sounds super produced. Or, gosh, the cables on that guitar don't seem to go to anything. You know, that like that kind of stuff. That seems like really studio quality audio. And you can tell. But there are other times where I'm not too sure. And I hate that I have to think about it. Like, just do live performances. I know it's the industry standard, but it's terrible. You know, the whole point of having people perform live is to have them perform live. If it's a mess, it's a mess. I don't care.
I mean, you could lip sync.
Right. And then, I mean, it's so silly. But I'm pretty sure she was live. And, of course, we had the parade. I think there were two moments that were, to me, the funniest moment of the day in the parade. From Hoda and Savannah. This was one, and I just, they're just a funny pair. They really are.
And today we're having our own family reunion. Hoda, it is so good to have you back where you belong.
Girl, I'm so happy to be standing right next to you. It's one of my favorite days of the year. And guys, when you get to start a show with Cynthia Erivo,
iconic.
What a way to raise the curtain on this historic 99th birth to New York City.
You know, I feel like I might have to use this at other times on the show.
Iconic.
Yep.
So that may come back on us. Poor Al. Poor Al gets given the weak joke line.
Welcome back to the 99th edition of Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, live only on NBC. And to paraphrase Prince, we're going to party like it's Macy's 99th.
Okay, so moving
forward.
So I will say this. It occurred to me by about the fourth act that NBC seemed to be very deliberately leaning into the rainbow of its peacock rather than into the traditional pilgrim dominance of the... Although there's an interesting note that St. Augustine had Thanksgiving before Plymouth. I have an article about that. I'll share it with
really?
You a little bit later. Yeah, yeah. Now, we don't normally like the champion St. Augustine because of, you know, all their nonsense. But if it's a Florida versus, you know, them, I mean, we'll take it. So they went from Cynthia Erivo, who's gay, to the second show was the Buena Vista Social Club. That was the Cuban street party. And then the third one was from Ragtime, so it's about four or five acts in before you saw any white people, which is fine. I don't really care. It's not a problem. You notice things. You know, if you're paying attention, you notice things. That's what it feels like to be us. I know, that's fine. I don't care. You know, they showed the Rockettes, didn't let them dance. I mean, it was fine. And we even had the Bobby Darin Just in Time featuring a gay dance opening with Bowen Yang, guy dancing. You know, because it's New York. Why not? Okay, it was enough. Anyway, the marching bands were amazing. Some, I think, was it Northern Alabama was one that was featured? Northern Arizona in Flagstaff was the first band. I thought that was an interesting choice.
Let's get some kicks with Northern Arizona University's Lumberjack Marching Band.
There's something about a marching band. Just loud. They're the Lumberjacks. It's their mascot.
I'm still trying to figure out an Arizona Lumberjacks.
Okay, so
right,
your son's in Phoenix.
Correct.
What happens when you drive north on I-10? On 17. God, it's been a long time since I lived in Arizona. You drive north on 17, what do you get to?
I don't know.
Well, you got to go. It's mountains, baby.
Oh.
The northern I was just the like, northern huh? portion and northeastern portion of Arizona is all mountains. So you climb, gosh, I'm trying to remember the elevation of Flagstaff. It's
wait,
a
is that
miles.
Is that the
ski.
Way to the Grand Canyon?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And there's excellent skiing in, you know, in Flag. So, you know, just yeah, you go
interesting.
Up.
Interesting.
It's all yeah, so the lumberjacks cuz lots of trees.
Gotcha.
Yeah, not so much in Phoenix. Not a lot of trees in Phoenix. a lot of cactus, you know, a lot of scrub brush, a lot of tumbleweed. Anyway, so the rest of the music, honestly, you know, I was about halfway through this parade, which I watched in 45 minutes, 4-hour parade in 45 minutes, despite the Santa countdown. That was the silliest thing to me, that there's a Santa countdown. Anyway, you know he comes at the end. It's always at the end. It's not a, you know, Santa's in 3 hours and 48 minutes.
And that's going to be a surprise. Yeah.
Okay, but the music was really good. Even my wife commented on it. Actually, we'll come back to this in just a second. John's got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110, 9th Avenue, Davis are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Somebody texted me and said, they're the lumberjacks and they're okay. Rainbow approved. Because the Monty Python sketch. That's funny. That's funny. So even that was within the context, right? And somebody, this is going to break my heart, though, that I'm sure it's true. And I'll save this comment for a second. Did you watch it? What did you think? 437-1620. I just wish I could believe it was all live performances. I'm sure it was not. I'm sure it was mostly not. Shaggy and Rayvon. Yeah, it was good. Cool and the Gang. And I happen to have been lucky enough to see them one time live. Oh, yeah. Foreigner who did not look to be at their peak.
This is Foreigner.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love.
So I don't know if that was pre-recorded or live. It seems pretty good quality. And then Busta Rhymes was actually one of my favorites. Little mumble rap never hurt nobody.
Let's go. All right, New York City.
Yeah.
Let's turn it up a little more for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, y'all. Yeah, yeah.
If you really want to party with me, put it up. Let me see what you got for
now,
me.
Now, somebody just texted in and says Busta Rhymes was absolutely lip-syncing. Oh, that just hurts me. Because I actually thought that one was live. So.
Well, I mean, if he like messed up on a word or something, but you couldn't really tell.
How do you know the difference?
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. Lil Jon. At least his over-talking was, you know, him at the right. moment, or so it seemed like. And then there were things, even for the kids, and I love this, you know, they added some floats. The K-pop Demon Hunters were there. This is completely outside of my world. My son would know all these lyrics. It's great. Debbie Gibson, who I forgot about existing. How old are you right now, John, hearing this song?
Oh, 15.
That's right. 15, baby. Maybe 14. And again, I don't know if they're live or not. Darlene Love was the treat. Darlene Love is Whitney Houston's godmother, like, of that era, okay? You know, she's, like, the, you know, vintage black female vocalist. And it's so good, I don't even care if it wasn't live. She's so great that you literally don't even mind. I mean... On tape, I don't care, whatever.
But it's not like Christmas at all.
Hit it.
I remember when you were here. Get all the fun we had last year. If there was a way.
I mean, just all day. I could listen to all of these great voices, you know, Aretha and Dion and just all of it. Patty, just there. So I was raised, my mom was big into Motown. I was raised on Motown. And it's just, you know, of course we're from Detroit. So anyway, I tell you, you know, it was the funniest moment of the whole day to me was the smallest float they've ever had.
Another parade first proves that good things come in small packets.
And really cute ones.
Yeah, okay, measuring, get this, just 14 goldfish crackers long. This is the smallest float ever to tour the parade.
It's so adorable.
This tiny goldfish sledding mountain is here to remind us that it's often the littlest things that give us the biggest.
It's a goldfish crackers float.
We're sharing a meal with friend, family or friends on Thanksgiving.
And it was about the size of a little goldfish package.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was, you know, it had two walkers with it, and then the thing itself was so just a teeny tiny little thing. You know, you had the celebration at the end, of course, with Lainey Wilson doing the countdown for Santa.
3, 2, 1, Santa Claus!
And that was it. I mean, it was a good parade. It was good. I wish I knew that they were singing live, and I know they're not, and so it pains me now. Another person texted in. Foreigner was definitely a sink with no original members now. Okay. Somebody says, to correct you, sir, Busta Rhymes is not mumble rap. He just says words really, really fast. Fine. To my 54-year-old ears, it sounds like mumble rap. So I'm not trying to insult a guy. Just, you know, that's the way I took it. I did have one question, though, about this as I was watching it. Did you notice Savannah Guthrie's gloves? It was the weirdest looking thing. It's so, you know, when they wrap a boxer getting ready for a fight and they wrap them in all that tape and they leave their fingers and thumb exposed, but otherwise they're basically wrapped up for the fight and then they put the gloves over that. I swear that's like she was going to a boxing match after this. The way just it was, you know, kind of weird. And the weird moment where they were all dancing to the Busta Rhymes, Al Roker, Savannah Guthrie, and Hoda Kotb. That's not a proud moment for anybody, I think. I cannot. It's purely a show, not tell. If I could show it to you on the radio, I would. But actually, here, let me do the next best thing. Because, John, you weren't watching the parade, right?
Correct.
All right. I actually recorded this on my phone. So I'm gonna show it to John. So, John, here, this is just watching.
Okay.
Okay, that's the dancers. That's Busta Rhymes. And now there's some...
Oh no!
It's the side to side hand pump.
Yes.
Is what they're doing, and
totally offbeat too.
I am absolutely making a meme out of that.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
All right. 6:52 on News Radio 92.3. Somebody says, oh, I couldn't care less whether the artists were live or Memorex. What matters is that Andrew and crew are live today and not featuring Christmas music or replaying best of material. Aw.
We're here for you.
Yeah. And yeah, I'm a reluctant Christmas music participant. We'll December. We'll start to sprinkle in a little. You know, a little bit, but yeah, I am definitely these songs defect and or these stations defect and go to Christmas music. Our own, you know, playlist goes to Christmas music in November, early November. I'm like, I'm not on board with this decision. We even do it in July, and I'm like,
yeah.
And you know, you have to learn to skip on your presets, like skip. That's not, I'm not listening to that. So, you're so sweet. Yes, we are live today, and what a kind note. 6:52 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you need to pick up that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars. Cars that are a year, two, three, maybe 4 years young, low miles, like 10 to 40, kind of 1,000. They're going to warranty everything to 100,000 miles or 10 years. They're going to take care of you because they're, you know, good quality cars. That's all they sell. And the thing that they do, kind of their whole system is they're built around getting you to be a repeat customer. You know, most of the times when you go buy a used car, you know how you feel. Icky. You feel like everything about it is schemey, you know, trying to take advantage of you, and you hope to just get out of there not having been taken advantage of too much. And you don't want to go back. Typical used car experience. You go to Frontier and you're like, how soon can I come back? Like, this is great. It's so easy. They don't give you that feeling. The bottom line price is the bottom line price. It's got everything included. There's no, you know, hey, get your undercoating Teflon wax treatment or whatever after you've already settled on a price. It's none of that nonsense, okay? So it's just a very easy place to buy good quality used cars. Frontier Motor, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church.
I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Thinking of refreshing your home for the holidays? Good news! Jonathan's Flooring can help. Now through the end of November, Jonathan's is offering a special deal. They'll paint any interior room, walls, and trim up to 12 by 12 feet for only $299, including paint. Select from a large variety of colors, and rest assured, Jonathan's delivers first-class workmanship. To set your home's refresh appointment, stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, just south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
It's the final game of the regular season this Saturday as Florida State travels to Gainesville for a matchup with the Florida Gators on the Seminole Sports Network, presented by Wolfson Children's Hospital.
It's the final game of the season for FSU. After a loss last week to North Carolina State, the Seminoles are going to take on the Gators this Saturday with the kickoff set for 3:30. The Seminoles versus the Gators, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, my goodness! Oh, the humanity! People are running about. The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement.
We're running with the shadows of the night. So, baby, take my hand. It'll be all right. Surrender all your dreams.
Good morning. Happy Black Friday, if I can still say that without having Brother Andrew cancel me for it. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110, 9th Avenue, Davis Highway, Highway 90. They all look good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Why's it got to be Black Friday? David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. President Trump said late Thursday he plans to suspend immigration from developing nations to allow the U.S. system to recover. That comes after the shooting near the White House that left one National Guard member dead and another critically wounded. The suspect, of course, identified as an Afghan national that entered the U.S. in 2021. The president has blamed current immigration policies for allowing that suspect into the country. UPS grounding its fleet of cargo planes after a crash in Kentucky a few weeks back. The MD-11 cargo planes will be reinspected for possible repairs and will miss the holiday delivery season. And a telescope in Chile has captured an image of what's known as the Butterfly Nebula. The glowing cosmic structure looks like a butterfly with billowing wings and is located about 2,500 to 3,800 light years away. At the heart of the nebula is a white dwarf star that shed its outer layers of gas long ago. The heat from the star causes the gas to glow and creates a butterfly-like appearance. Really a cool picture.
Interesting. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. And by the way, you had mentioned the MD-11 story with the UPS and that terrible explosion that killed, 11 people, if I remember correctly, I think it was?
Yeah, that sounds right.
For some reason, it clicked in my head that if they're looking into sort of the maintenance history of that plane— I believe, according to the website, ST Engineering, their airframe maintenance department, part of which is here, is, you know, we service the MD-11, I believe. At least it says on the website that we do. So I haven't talked with anybody to verify that. I have no idea whether that plane was ever here. It may not, certainly may not have been. Might have been somewhere else or even been maintained last time before this facility existed. But also, if they're doing MRO work on all of these MD-11s, that will certainly have an impact on traffic in and out of Pensacola because we'll be doing more of that work. I mean, maybe we'll do all that work here. I don't know. So this may well have a Pensacola connection to it, this really terrible story. And it, like I said, I'm all speculating now. I don't have any facts particularly, so I'm looking forward to finding out more about that in the coming days.
Local Talk in the morning, 5 to 9.